Good morning, everyone. Today's passage is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. You may have heard the phrase or have been asked before, what is your life mantra or motto? Just a quick Google search and you'll be greeted with hundreds of websites with titles like Top 10 Mantras That Will Change Your Life, 21 Mottos to Help You Live Your Best Life. Here are some that I found. Be a warrior, not a worrier. Rest when you are dead. Or, when you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine. Paul, in today's passage, puts a big emphasis on the mind. In fact, he mentions the mind in every chapter of Philippians. He says, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, be of the same mind, have the same love, be in full accord and of one mind. And what mind is this? It's not just a mantra or motto. The meat of the passage is in verse 3. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Again, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. It's easy to glance over this verse, but wow, how challenging is this? And this is not the kind of single-mindedness that is reserved for just pastors or spiritual leaders. Paul is exhorting every believer to think this way. In fact, if you have been encouraged by Christ, think and live by this. If you have at any point received comfort from love, think and live by this. If there has been any participation in the Spirit, think and live by this. Any affection and sympathy, think and live by this. This is a call for every believer to pursue humility. Rick Warren has a famous quote that helps us understand the concept of humility. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. From the beginning of time till today, all of humanity has struggled with the sin of pride. It is very unnatural for us to consider others to be more significant than ourselves, and this goes beyond our own self-worth. For example, pride has two sides. First is that you are better than other people, I'm more popular or better at this than those people over there, etc. On the flip hand, the second is thinking that others are better than you. Yes, this is also pride. Man, this person is more attractive than me, if only I could be more like them. Both of these sides are pride because regardless of what you think of yourself, you are thinking of yourself. Self-centeredness is the crux of the human fall. C.S. Lewis quotes in Mere Christianity, if anyone would like to acquire humility, I can, I think, tell him the first step. The first step is to realize that one is proud. And a biggish step too. At least nothing whatever can be done before it. If you think you are not conceited, it means you're very conceited indeed. Oof, tough words to hear, but so important. If we want to reflect the humility of Christ, we must face our pride head on and acknowledge our sin. Lewis continues to quote, "As long as you are proud, you cannot know God. A proud man is always looking down on things and people." Of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see something that is above you. Pride is spiritual cancer. It eats up the very possibility of love or contentment or even common sense. So this is the first step. Identify the pride in your life. When I see the verse about counting others more important than yourself, my immediate flesh response is this: but what about me? What about my needs? How can I help others if I myself am hurting too? Well, let's continue reading. I appreciate what Paul writes in verse 4. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. I have two takeaways from this. One, it's okay to have your own interests. It's important to take care of yourself and to maintain health. As the saying goes, you need to put on your oxygen mask first before helping others. Paul is not saying to neglect yourself. He is saying to care for yourself, but to also care for others with a great desire. And two, thankfully, this is the call for all believers. This means that there will be others that count you more important than themselves. Pastor Barry shared at members' meeting yesterday how appreciation and gratitude should be flowing from all sides. It shouldn't just be leaders or staff appreciating congregants, but with a genuine heart of thanksgiving, it should be flowing all around in all directions. Imagine what our church community could look like if not only two or three people really took up Paul's encouragement, but if every single person truly considered others to be more important than their own. This is a bit of a silly example, but there is this beautiful illustration of this in the Disney movie Frozen 2. Anna and Kristoff have been growing in their relationship to the point where Kristoff wanted to propose. But the timing was never right, because Anna was very focused on helping out her sister, Elsa. Because of Anna's love for her sister, she was willing to put her life at risk multiple times to make sure Elsa was protected. Anna counted Elsa's life more important than her own. In the meantime, Kristoff was struggling emotionally as he kept having miscommunications with Anna. But there's this one scene where Anna is running through the forest to try to save Elsa. Kristoff catches up, scoops her up on his reindeer. Now, he wasn't in a good emotional place, but instead of focusing on himself, the first words he uttered were, "What do you need?" In humility, he counted Anna's needs to be more important than his own. I remember tearing up when I first saw that scene because at that time, I felt like I was carrying everything alone by trying to love others. I longed for somebody to ask me, "What do you need? How are you doing? How can I support you?" Now, perhaps you feel like there aren't a lot of people that count your needs to be important. Maybe you feel overlooked and unseen. But I want to encourage you this morning. Let's look to Jesus. He is the perfect form of humility. Yes, let's pray that our community can grow in this area so that we all feel covered by one another. But more importantly, let's pray that Jesus would be the one that teaches us that humility doesn't come from an expectation to receive from others. It doesn't come from a hidden agenda. Jesus is God. He could have exalted himself, but instead he came as a lowly man. He was betrayed by all who knew him. Those that professed love for him turned away. Yet, in his humility, Jesus counted our lives to be more important than his. He chose death so that we could live. So let's allow the humility of Jesus to transform us today. Let's pray. Jesus, we pray that as we look to you, that you would teach us how to be humble. Teach us, Lord, how to put others' needs above our own. Lord, even if we receive nothing in return, just like you were betrayed and rejected by those that loved you, you chose to love them. So help us, God, to look beyond ourselves and to really be an overflow of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.